Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. Emergency financial relief for students will be introduced at Parliament today. The federal government's $9 billion plan offers aid to students who are not eligible for other COVID-19 economic relief measures and who may be left in smaller summer job markets. With the Canada Emergency Student Benefit, students can receive up to $1,250 per month from May to August. If you have a disability, or if you are taking care of someone else, the benefit can cover up to $1,750 per month. There are other measures for Indigenous students, student researchers, and students that volunteer during the pandemic. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Students helping in the fight against COVID-19 this summer will soon be eligible for $1,000 to $5,000 through the new Canada Student Service Grant for volunteer hours. We're also going to be providing specific support for First Nations, Inuit, and Métis Nation students. For graduate students and those conducting research, we're going to extend scholarships, fellowships, and grants so your work can continue. And we are doubling student grants for low and middle income students for 2020-2021. Taken together, our government has a $9 billion plan to help students and recent grads get through the next few months. Since we introduced this plan, we've been working with the opposition parties on legislation that will get this help to young people as quickly as possible. I'll be heading to Parliament shortly, where we will introduce a bill to put the Canada Emergency Student Benefit in place.
At the moment, there is no consensus on the student relief among opposition parties. The Bloc Québécois and the Conservatives worry that students may not work if they receive the monetary relief, which could have a big impact in sectors where there is a shortage of workers, like agriculture. The NDP is asking that assistance be increased from $1,750 per month to $2,000 per month for students who have dependents or who have a disability. The party has also questioned why a separate benefit for students was needed when the Canada Emergency Response Benefit could have been inclusive of students or universal for Canadians. The House of Commons hosted its first virtual sitting this week. Yesterday, MPs met through the video conferencing program Zoom. In a press release, Speaker of the House Anthony Rota confirmed that this version of Zoom differs from the free version many Canadians are using. There are added technology and security controls. Parliament was suspended in mid-March due to COVID-19 concerns. For weeks, political parties have been negotiating how to meet safely and pass emergency legislation. The special committee will meet by video conference twice a week, starting next week. Parliament will meet for in-person sittings on Wednesday afternoons, starting today. Formal sittings of Parliament have been suspended until May 25th. The province of Quebec unveiled its plan to reopen the economy on Tuesday. Three key sectors will be able to resume their activities: construction, manufacturing, and retail. The retail sector will resume operations on May 4th everywhere in Quebec, except for the Greater Montreal region, which will have to wait another week. The region is by far the most affected by COVID-19 in the province. For the construction and manufacturing sector, activities will be relaunched on May 11th across the province. On Monday, Quebec announced that elementary schools and daycare centers will reopen on May 11th in most regions. In Montreal, schools will reopen on May 19th. As of noon on April 29th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 50,373 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 2,904 deaths. Over 758,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for April 29th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show was brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The Response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.